All right, sorry about that. So you're saying this policy or this accident was already filed?
I don't know if it was. If it has been already been set up, then I need to give you the first report.
Okay, yeah, I don't. The only one I see that was filed was on 9/25.
Involving a budget truck?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was finished. Somebody started
9/25
and
is
didn't finish
today.
it. Yeah, they started but didn't finish it. But no, that's not involving a budget truck. E-Force Logistics. I don't know. That's the only thing it pulled up for me. So then we're gonna have to start a claim. Let me get back in that screen.
Okay. Now, we were originally told the differentiation of who would handle between reserve and exceedance was based on the loss location.
Yeah, that's what confused me too there. So, but I don't know. It says that the policyholder lives in Granville, New York.
I have East Northport, New York. I don't know. I'm not familiar with
Says
that
it's
stuff necessarily.
GNA Shipping
Shipping.
LLC. Okay, well, this says an address unless it's different is in Granville, unless it's changed and we don't have that information. Okay, and was this a two vehicle accident?
Not on that screen. Let me check another screen. Hold on. Well, it does say, it just says it was in an accident. It doesn't give details of the how it happened, or if there was somebody else involved.
Okay.
Just what we need, cryptic, right?
Yeah. Right, let me get their phone number. All right, I got their information put down. Give me a second here. Work phone. And you said your name, I'm sorry, was Diane, is that correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay, and you want to include your last name?
Gossett. GOSSETT, like golf, Oscar, Sam, Echo, Tango, Tango.
Okay, thank you. And you said you were with what company? I'm sorry.
Sedgwick, we handle
Oh,
the
you're with
budget
Cedric,
truck.
that's right. Let's try. Let's see. And what phone number do we need to use for you, please?
757-490-7249.
Okay, thank you. You want to include an email address as well?
It's my first name dot last name at sedgwick.com.
And that was G-O-L-F-E-E?
Oh, no, not close.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Like Golf, Oscar, Sam, Sam, Echo, Tango, Tango.
Oh, Gossett. G-O-S-S-E-T-T. Okay. I don't know what I was thinking.
One N in my first name.
Okay. D-I-A-N-E.
Dot Gossett at Sedgwick.
Sedgwick.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said it was a two-vehicle accident, but you don't know anything about the second vehicle.
I'm not sure if it was a two-vehicle accident. It doesn't say. It just says unit was in an accident and taken to the repair shop on July 10th. That was how it was reported by the contact person at your company.
Okay. So you're reporting this for damages to be repaired, correct?
The budget vehicle, correct.
Okay. All right. And what date of loss do we have? 7/10, right?
Right.
7/10/2024. And approximate loss, or are we using the standard?
I would say standard.
Okay. And loss location?
Unknown.
Unknown. Okay.
I can give you the name and phone number of the person at your insured company that reported it that way.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Okay. His first name is Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R.
Okay.
Last name, Mullen, M-U-L-L-E-N.
Okay.
Area code 802-733-4751.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Was he the driver, or do you know?
Unknown.
Unknown, okay. And you said this happened in the state of Connecticut, right, the accident?
Correct.
Do you know what city it happened in?
New Britain.
New Britain, okay. Okay, and what was the accident or the damages?
The damages, let me get to that screen. Page 3. Looks like full front end.
Okay, front end. Okay, and what is the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
Budget vehicle is a 2019 Ford Transit van.
Okay, thank you. And do we have a plate or VIN number for that?
We have both. Which one do you want first?
Just give me the plate first. That'd be fine.
All right. 3-Delta-Sam-881 from Oklahoma.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And the VIN, please.
1-Foxtrot-Tango-Yankee-Echo-2-Charlie-Mike-6-Kilo-8. Kilo Bravo 68232.
Okay, thank you. And the edge, the owner is Budget Rentals.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. This computer's acting crazy. Goes finally. Okay, and who did we have as the, did we have anybody listed as a driver?
We have that, the, what was his name?
Connor Mullen.
Yeah, we have him listed in the driver field just because that he was the one that called it in.
Called it in, okay.
Yeah.
And did we have a police report or anything on this?
Unknown.
Unknown, okay. All right, I'm just making sure I have everything on here real quick. Okay, I have your claim number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's XCORCA 24 05756.
Okay.
And the agent, It's Spiro Heodius. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's S-P as in Peter, I-R-O is the first name. And the last name is H-I-O, T as in Tom, I, D as in David, I, S as in Sam.
Okay. And do you have a place to put our claim number?
Yes, I do. What's that number?
It is 248-030-993.
Okay, 248-030-993.
Correct.
Okay, let me give you that. Adjuster's phone number is 205-990-4157. And the email is first.lastname@xclaims.claims.
All right. I think I'm loaded for bear. Anything else you need from me?
I don't believe so. I think that's
all right.
All right.
Appreciate your time, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.